Hello, and welcome back to An Alternative State of Mind, Episode 3. It has been a while, and I've definitely been putting this off for a bit, but it's whatever. I guess, how should I start this? The million-dollar question. Are you okay? I'm going to have to go with no. And I say no because I think in the general sense of when people ask, are you okay? It's not really asking, are you okay? But it's more so somewhat like, are you functional? Like, does there anything that needs to be fixed right away? Type feeling to it. And I've realized that I've been saying yes a lot, and the answer is no. And the answer is not no because of something that needs to be fixed, but it's more so no because I have no clue what's going on. I have some clue, but I have no clue at the same time. And that's one of the things that keeps me from describing what's going on with me to people I love. Because how do I say that? How do I say, yeah, no, I am horrible. I'm engulfed and raged. I am constantly overthinking. I'm so tired that it feels like my very being hurts. There's so much confusion in me. There's so many unanswered things that are very much ingrained in a part of me. And I don't know, most of all, it's just really the rage. I always knew that once I started to move pieces and had the will to want to start moving pieces in a way to where things would not take advantage of my presence or fall in line with anything that is trauma ridden, and I always had this imagine, like this idea of who I would be, what I'd be like. And once again, I don't know, it feels weird, but I was right. I've recently, in the last couple months, started to take my light away from people because I'm starting to understand that I shouldn't never have to spend energy making sense of someone who says, like making sense of actions from someone who says they love me. And yet when it came time or comes time to protect me in any way, shape, or form in their own way, they never do it. And it feels weird because like I don't, that's not the goal of my friendships. Like I understand that it's weird to say, but no, it's not weird to say. And it's only weird to say because I've grown up with people telling me not to embrace who I was or shunning who I was while in the background using the very essence of who I was as a person for their needs. But I don't expect anyone to be the same caliber of friend that I am. Like, it's impossible, especially if you don't see things the way that I see things. You would drive yourself mad. And I only don't anymore because I'm so used to it. But one thing that I've realized that I made sure that I'm not going to keep being used to is being on the receiving end of feeling unloved or unwanted. And it may not be something that's directly that way, but that's usually how I feel. When I'm surrounded by people who, you know, say they love me, they care about me, and they accept me for who I am, and never do I really vocalize the amount of extra steps that I go through inside of my head to be the friend that I am to most people. And it's not something that I do to an end goal, but it's just me. It's just really something in the part of my friendship because I have been on the receiving end of too much to not be aware of those things. And so I'm getting to the point where I'm taking back my light, and I already knew that there was an emptiness in me before, but that I realized that, yes, I'm a good person, and I know a lot of it has come from as a result or a survival instinct of surviving my traumas and whatnot, but I realized that, like, even in my relationships with other people, it mirrors everything from my first, it's from trauma. Like, I will stick around and deal with so much for people that have said they love me because I don't know how to truly be loved. And that's something I've said before, but the more I get into it, the more I realize how true it is. I have no idea how to be loved. I'm still winging, figuring out how to love myself. I've learned a pretty good deal of how to allow myself to be, but to love myself is, it seems so out of reach. And it seems so out of reach because all of my instances with people who love me, not all, but majority of them, have ended up being this twister of everything and nothing at all. And I really have to say, I fucking have so much rage for my mom. I have so much rage. I saw this thing the other day on TikTok that was like quotes that make you cry. And one of them I read was like, I'm angry and I have a right to be angry because how the fuck did no one see that I needed help? And I think back to all the times that I did break down. And I mean, as a kid, I said it all the time. Something is wrong with me. I am watching how you guys operate, how you guys live your everyday life, and it is not the same in my head. It's not. And yet, everyone, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. And then I adopted this idea that when things are not okay with me, that I'm not worthy, or like these are reasons why people would never love me, and I fucking double down on it. That's crazy. That's what you're proud of. When parents say, "Oh, you were such a good this," or "I raised a good one," it's like, and that's what you're still continuing to be proud of. And what's sad is that you say things like, "Oh, I wish you would have told me," and then I at the time when you said that, I was so engulfed. And not even realize how far away from, progress I was, that I took it as a compliment, like, oh yeah, something positive. I gave you the chances to help me. I ignored the fact that I gave you the chances to help me because it was something in the way of continuing to love you. I am so sick. And the thing that I don't can never say to people, and then I understand, I am so sick and inside because the more that I learn what I did to myself, I should be angry at other people, but that only goes so far. And if anyone knows me, if it's something that's not going to go anywhere, I'm not wasting my energy on it. But how much anger I have to keep away from myself? Because the same things that were in place that allowed you to do those things for me, I carried on and let these people in this world treat me the same way. And yet, you guys were always, oh, they'll never be for you, whatever. And it was you guys. It was at home. It started at home. I've now started to go into this solitude that I knew would happen. I knew it would happen. And I hate the fact that I have to do this, but I literally will not survive if I don't. To the point, if I am to the point where if just thinking about trying to make sense of something that that someone else did literally makes me shut down now. Because it's crazy how much effort I've put into making sense of how shitty people treat me. Oh yeah, that's probably why. Oh yeah, I deserve this for that. And it's crazy. Because you guys are the same people who turn around and tell me how amazing I am. And it's all this one big mind fuck and I'm supposed to be happy. No, I'm fucking angry. I have so much rage in me. So much. To the point where now I can't operate in trying to look at the bright side of everything. I literally had to switch gears and to switch my base to rage. Because if I do not use it, it's going to kill me. That's how much is in there. If I do not use this rage that is pent up inside of me, and twisting and pricking at every little thing and every turn, it was gonna kill me from the inside out. And now that I've kind of switched the base into, I don't want to say being mean, but I'm definitely not as cheery as I usually am. But like, I've had to, because if I don't use that rage, it's going to kill me. And I don't like using it on the people because even after everything that I've been through, I do not believe in the solutions that create other issues for other people. I can't. It makes no sense, and I've seen the track record of that, and all you do is get more me's. And I just refuse. And that's the thing that pisses me off too, because even with the switch of my bass, there's still times where I just want to be a good person or kind. It is crazy the amount of effort that I've had to put into not being kind. And I used to think that being kind was the result of my trauma, but I'm starting to believe more and more that I might just be a kind person. And all of those things happen to a kind person. And then the world turned around and asked him to still be kind. As the new saying goes, it is what it is, and fuck what it was. Because what it was never for me, never loved me, but definitely broke me, for sure. I think this is all I can manage to say for today. I appreciate you tuning in. I definitely need to do this more because I have not been talking like a lot, and I know that's always a bad sign, especially for me, when I stop expressing myself, because that means that I am lacking will. And when I'm lacking willpower, I don't know, I turn into this obscurus. I'm just this big ball of energy going everywhere, whether it be good, bad, everything in between. And everyone always is like, "Oh, you'll be okay," but I don't think people really fully grasp the potential, or even just the, for lack of a better word, threat that I pose to myself, because I am this strong. And I know I'm still learning about myself and breaking down barriers that convince myself that I wasn't worthy of a lot of things, but I am strong. I mean, people don't understand too. I say it all the time. I start to realize that when I go to the gym, like aside from like physical strength, but like and mental strength, but when I go to the gym, it's a form of self-harm. Yeah, it's a positive one, but it's self-harm. And it's how I practice the mental strength as well. Because when I am lifting, I'm pushing through my barrier of wanting to stop. As someone who's bipolar, ADHD, autism, the works, and trauma-filled, keeping willpower and using it correctly is like finding gold in a haystack, or whatever you want to say. There are so many times where I don't want to exist. And it's very equivalent to the times when I'm in the gym and I don't want to push. And it's crazy how much I have to manually push my will, because it scares me. Because if I lose the will to do that, what do I become? Becomes of a person who has no clue who he is yet when he loses the will to find out? And that is scary. Okay, gonna stop now. Talking too much. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day, everyone.